This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Federal authorities have answered criticisms outlined in the New York Times and Washington Post by members of Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Times and Post reported Thursday that associates who worked on the investigation complained that Attorney General William Barr had glossed over some incriminating points in the report. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Justice Department has released a statement defending Attorney General William Barr's handling of special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. The statement says, in part, that the Mueller report contains sensitive grand jury material that cannot be immediately released to the public. Barr has come under fire from congressional Democrats for issuing a four-page letter summarizing Mueller's nearly 400-page report. Barr has informed members of Congress he intends to release the entire report with redactions by mid-April. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Boeing admitted Thursday that a faulty sensor in its anti-stall system played a part in last month's plane crash in Ethiopia that killed 157 people. Investigators released their preliminary report Thursday, saying the anti-stall system kept pushing the nose of the plane downward after takeoff while the pilots struggled to take control. Ethiopia's transport minister said the pilots performed all procedures correctly but could not override the system. The findings about the faulty sensor are almost identical to the suspected cause of the crash of an Indonesian 737 MAX in October, which killed 189 people when it crashed into the Java Sea. Boeing's CEO has vowed that the aircraft manufacturer will fix the software that's believed to have caused the problem. Also Thursday, the family of a U.S. woman killed in the crash announced they are suing Boeing. This is VOA News. President Trump has called on Mexico to stop the flow of drugs across the U.S. southern border. He says if Mexico fails, he could impose high tariffs on Mexican goods. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president is complimenting America's southern neighbor.
Mexico, in the last 4 days, has really done a great job on their southern border.
But the president says if that great job doesn't continue and migrants and drugs keep coming over the border, he will impose car tariffs first against Mexico.
I don't think we'll ever have to close the border because the penalty of tariffs on cars coming into the United States from Mexico at 25% will be massive.
The president said he would give Mexico a one-year warning to comply. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Mr. Trump's threat comes as he's trying to shepherd the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement through Congress, the renegotiated trade deal which replaced NAFTA. Implementing tariffs on cars would violate this agreement. However, Mr. Trump said that he cares more about U.S. security than about the trade agreement. The self-proclaimed white supremacist accused of last month's deadly mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques is to be kept in custody until June 14th. 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harris Tarrant appeared in court via video link at the High Court in Christchurch Friday morning, local time. The judge ordered a mental health assessment of the suspect, who wore handcuffs during his appearance from a maximum security prison in Auckland, New Zealand. He's been being held there in isolation. 50 people died and many more were injured March 15th when a gunman opened fire at two mosques in Christchurch. Tarrant was expected to be charged with 50 counts of murder and 39 counts of attempted murder. Officials have indicated that further charges are possible. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told NATO foreign ministers gathered in Washington Thursday that the alliance must alter its approach to threats around the world, adapting to Russian aggression, cyber attacks, or threats to energy security. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg argued that defense and discussion could be carried out hand in hand.
There is no contradiction between deterrence, defense, and dialogue. Actually, we strongly believe that as long as we are strong, as long as we are united, as long as we adapt to the actions of a more assertive Russia, respond to that, then we can also engage in dialogue.
Archbishop Wilton Gregory has been named the new head of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., which has played a large part in the Catholic clergy's sex abuse crisis in the United States. The 71-year-old Gregory will become the first African-American to lead the church's most influential archdiocese in the United States. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.